here is the forecast. Today, breezy, sunny. Highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to south 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Relative humidity is falling to 30%. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 70. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is increasing to around 70%. Friday, sunny. Highs in the upper 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is falling to 25%. Friday night, partly cloudy with chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour shifting to the north after midnight. Chance of thunderstorms 50%. Saturday, not as warm. Mostly sunny. A 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny. A 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Chance of precipitation 50%. Monday, mostly sunny. A 20% chance of showers in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s. Monday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, mostly clear. Highs in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. At 5 a.m. at Garden City, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 67 degrees, and the dew point was 59, making the relative humidity 75%. The wind was south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.06 inches and falling. At Liberal, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 66 degrees, and the dew point was 58, making the relative humidity 75%. The wind was southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.10 inches and steady. Across the region, it was clear. It was 71 at Elkhart, 68 at Guymon, 73 at Lamar, 71 at Dodge City, and 65 at Elkhart. Clayton reported 68, Amarillo reported 70, Goodland reported 73, and La Junta reported 73. On this date in 1989, thunderstorm winds laid down a path of damage from 8 miles northwest of Ellis to 8 miles southeast of the town. The wind ripped the roof from the Ellis High School gymnasium and damaged many homes in Ellis. Outbuildings at several farms southeast and northwest of town were damaged or destroyed. Lightning set fire to an oil tank battery northwest of town. You are listening to NOAA, All Hazards Radio Station WXN81 in Ulysses, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.450 MHz. This service originates from the NOAA, National Weather Service in Dodge City, and is provided through the cooperation of Pioneer Electric, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, and through an endowment from the late Roger Jones, longtime weather observer. Follow the National Weather Service on the web at www.noaa.gov/DDC. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.